I wouldn't be who I am today if I didn't get fired from my job 2 years ago. I took that loss and I made it a win. I want to tell you the story about how I made a journey of resilience into a win by letting the story play out. Welcome back to the Behavioral Blueprint Podcast with today, your host, Solana. Today, we're going to dive into the world of wins and losses, exploring the intricate dance between the triumph and the adversity. Also, we're going to examine how the power of your wins and the resilience of your losses will create the art of balancing them both. The segments that we're going to focus on today are the power of your wins, the resilience of your losses, the balancing of your wins and losses, and also celebrating the wins and accepting the losses. Of course, I always am going to give you guys a recap and also additional tips at the end. And make sure to stay until the end for those additional tips. And of course, as we continue, we'll learn how to create adversity through all of the moments of your changes in your life. First, we have to identify to know what is a win and a form of success for all of the things that we have in our life. A win for me is going to be different from a win for you. Knowing and indicating what is a win is, of course, what is a want or what is a need, and how do those wins make us feel whenever we achieve those things and have them. My personal wins have always been, I would say, very small because I've dreamt very small. And now that I'm continuing to learn bigger and dream bigger and have my stories and my personal life become a bigger form of my identity, I've realized that my wins have recently become, of course, graduate high school, have my car. I love my little Viper car, my baby. And also my wins of being able to be in a relationship. Now, those things are wins because they're personal to me. They mean a lot to me because those things are becoming who I am. And they help me have accessibility with my car, but then also accessibility with having a job. Every single job that we, of course, know of asks for a high school diploma. And on top of that, having a relationship shaped my journey with knowing myself more. I didn't sit there and beg God and be like, okay, I need this relationship and how this works and how this works. But I did do the work of knowing that I needed to have myself and know of myself enough to know if I can take a next step in journeying into a relationship. Now, of course, the positive effects of knowing that you're going to have a win in your life boosts your self-esteem. It makes your chest get bigger and it makes you realize, okay, I'm that bitch. I'm really that girl. I'm really that nigga. And long term, that, of course, helps you look at accolades back into your past of knowing that you were able to succeed in something that you wanted. Knowing that you're able to share the significant wins, even kind of flex them too, is something that feels good to know. That one, yes, of course, the outside view, but then the inside view of knowing that you were able to achieve what you wanted. Now let's get to my favorite part, knowing the resilience of your losses. How does a loss affect your life long term? Because sometimes the wins are short and the losses are bigger and they're longer and they make things more difficult for yourself. Understanding that my personal form of loss has been not knowing myself, honestly costing myself 20 years of a relationship with myself because I wasn't able to prioritize my own needs. I created a reality where I had to be basically made to give to others, and it made me lose what other forms of self I was. I overcame those struggles because I realized that I had to defy against the things that were holding me back. I had a lot of control over things that I felt like I needed to have a wheel or a form of steering on. You also have to navigate knowing if you are in the space of knowing or controlling your losses, because there are things that are inevitable that you do have to process and that you do need to navigate yourself through because they are challenges and built opportunities for you to realize who you are about yourself. Because yes, you do realize how much you can value yourself in the wins, but you do have to value how much power and resilience you're supposed to have in the losses. Now, as a person that has dealt with lots of depression before and questioned how I can get through the next day, I've realized that every day isn't perfect. Every moment isn't perfect. Every chance where you get to have the moment to stand up for yourself isn't perfect either. Knowing that you can reflect on those things that truly have challenged you, but then also knowing that they aren't the reality and the chance that you have today. Knowing that depression is truly a word. It is truly a feeling that is indescribable, but it is a form of an object that holds you back from the potential of who you are. I'm not saying that your future self doesn't have depression. I'm saying that your future self knows how to combat the depression in knowing that it's not the long-term day or the long-term effect of who you are as a person. The true impact of losses are difficult because how do you navigate the thing that you lost? Not being able to reflect upon it again and look back at it and touch it with your own two hands or concept it as if it was your own because it's not with you anymore. How do you have a relationship with something that doesn't have a form of being of you anymore? How do you build self-worth or self-respect with something that you know that you thought you needed? How do you get through those things? How do you get past those things? And I'm going to teach you, because balancing the losses and the wins are completely life-ridden, and they're put into your life, of course, to build emotional endurance, emotional strength, and emotional long-lasting for yourself. Now, I want to remind you, as you go about your day, take a moment to reflect on your recent wins and also your losses. Celebrate your achievements, learn from your setbacks, cultivate a sense of gratitude for yourself, and remember that your life is a journey filled with both triumphs and challenges. It's your ability to navigate through them and with grace and resilience that truly defines us in the long term. How do you find perspective and balance in both wins and losses? You learn. You understand that you're a student to life and that at these ages and stages that you're at, they build adversity. In moments where I got knocked down from my first job, it was my first job outside of high school. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't know how to sell apartments. I didn't know how to learn the corporate world or even put a form of a fake smile on my face because I had to do that for so long that I thought that I didn't have to do that whenever I left the world that I was living in. Being in school, you still have to deal with the forms of performing and the forms of thinking that you have to be this thing or this thing or this thing. And I didn't want to experience that anymore. But I was faced with an example, a lesson, and a form of learning that these things still exist. And sometimes it's difficult because you have to know how to truly know when to put the mask down. Know when to walk away or know when to build resilience with yourself in the moments of adversity. Knowing how to discuss the strategies for yourself to build the resilience like I was talking about. But resilience is not just getting through a situation. Resilience is knowing and identifying the situation and knowing that you're already past it. Whenever you're literally face to face with it, you have to know that you're past it because you're already through the experience. If you got fired today, you're already through the experience because it already happened to you. And if you stay stuck in the place where you were supposed to be or that you were long term, it will make you stuck into the reality of thinking that that's your cycle and that's your entire life. Then it stops you from looking at job postings, job listings, opportunities in your future, and all of these things that stop you from actually having the wins in the next wins. Now, let's go into celebrating the wins and accepting the losses. Celebrating the wins because you know that they're short. Celebrating the wins because you know they're important. Celebrating the wins because you acknowledge your achievements of the adversity that you have. Because you can't get to the win if you can't even get through the losses. You can't get to the win if you can't understand what that loss looks like and what that pain looks like and what that moment of being frugal looks like and what that moment of truly not knowing where you're at, bottom barrel. because that gives you nothing but an option to know that you're going up. People say that so often, but it's so cliche. Whenever you say only it's going up from here, it's going to change for you, it's going to be this for you, it's going to become a better moment for you. How? Whenever you're at the bottom grain and you don't want to believe any type of self-encouragement speech that somebody's making online. How do I get past that? How do I know that my next win is going to be tomorrow? How do I know? You're breathing. You have a heartbeat. You have a chance to breathe. You have a moment of consciousness. You have a moment of actually existing with the moment of consciousness. And with the form of act and free will, you have a lot of options to know when you can discuss the benefits of changing and discussing the benefits of growing and discussing the benefits of accepting. Because a lot of us are stuck at the moment where we can't even accept the things that we haven't dealt with in forever. We have to discuss the importance of celebrating those wins and those achievements, but we also have to accept those losses and exploring strategies to accept and explain those losses to ourselves. A lot of us are stuck with not even moving forward because we think that the loss is our identity. The loss is the failure. The loss is the no's. The loss is the pain. Because how can I deal with the pain? How can I deal with this? I've already dealt with so many other things. I'm too stressed. I'm too done. Are you? Again, you're still breathing. You have another chance to do it again every single waking moment that you have. Kind of got crazy in that a little bit. But I do want to truly explain finding gratitude and benefits with yourself, with the wins and losses, because they're character building, they're character facing. How are you going to respond in those moments of failure? How are you going to respond in those moments of pain? Now, just to recap, we have to, of course, understand the wins and losses, but we also have to identify what the losses mean and what the winning means, and having resilience within them both. Because both hold power within your future. As you continue your journey, I want to encourage you about your wins. And you have to learn from your losses, and you have to embrace all of those highlights of the highs and lows. Discover a deep sense of self with building resilience, with building fulfillment, and knowing that the bigger parts of who you are isn't your losses and isn't your wins. Everything that you, of course, endure is, of course, building you for the person that you are. The person when you're 27, the person when you're 36, the person when you're 42, the person when you're 59, the person when you're 63. Those versions of you are evolutionary, if that's a word. But you build and you, of course, evolve. In the losses that I face this week or last week, they're nothing compared to the things that I endured 2 years ago, because I knew that I had to get through those. They were the hardest points of my life. But then I realized that I had to become and I had to build. I want to thank you for joining me today at the Behavioral Blueprint Podcast. But I also want to, of course, thank you for staying with us and staying with our inspiring content. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep growing. Follow us on all of our platforms at The Behavioral Blueprint. And also follow me, Solana, on Solana Newton, at Solana Newton on Instagram and all of their YouTube and other platforms. If you do have any questions for me, go ahead and give me a DM, or of course, go ahead and reach out to our platforms that we do have on Instagram and YouTube. Go ahead and give us a like. And if you are on our audio platforms, go ahead and follow us and give us a 5-star rating. We love you so much and we thank you, and we'll see you next time. Have a wonderful day.